Thank you, Dallas, very, very much. It was wonderful.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, now if everybody would just mute themselves, look in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen. If you're not part of the service, go ahead and mute yourself because we hear everything. Good morning. My name is Joanne. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning. And especially if there's... This is your first time, and I see a lot of first-time people. Good. I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's opening message. Yes, I am able. Yes, I can. Growing up, I received encouragement from my family, school teachers, and other adults in my life. Their positive, affirming words helped lead me to pursue my passions and trust my gifts so I might realize my potential. Now that I'm older, I turn to the divine within me to discern how I might best fulfill my potential. I prayerfully ask what possibilities remain to be realized in my life. What ignites my passion for self-expression? I receive inspiration from the time I spend in prayer. As I pray, any lingering thought of doubt or insecurity are replaced with renewed energy and enthusiasm. Nothing can stop me from stepping out boldly into the world to fulfill my potential. And from Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Now, if you'll join us in singing Surely the Presence with Dallas and Linda. Thank you so much, Dallas and Linda. Now, if you all join me in the opening statement, we'll say this all together. It's coming right up. Okay. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Now, Dallas and Linda will sing our welcoming song. And I hear somebody else singing in the background. If you could mute your phone.
Okay.
Was amazing. Okay, now that we're on Zoom, we're back in gallery view. So everybody wave to each other. Oh, there's Christy and her new hubby. Tell me his name, Christy. Bottom Sorry. Left.
Hi, everyone. This is Scott.
Hi, Scott. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your first time. And I see some of Daria's friends. You want to introduce anybody, Daria? But unmute yourself first.
Yes, I forgot. I have to unmute myself. Well, there's one of my daughters, Angel Jones, in Houston. And there's Belinda Manning in New Jersey. And there's, there's Mickey in New Jersey, Mickey Britton in New Jersey. There's Dean Doris Peeler Brown, only African-American woman to have founded a law school in the United States. And she's come to the sanctuary before. Visited and came to the sanctuary once, yes. And I can't tell who all else is
Rebecca
here.
Rebecca see. From the
Rebecca Lee Green from multicultural multiculturally minded Lewis County.
And so, Daria put a notice in the chat. If you didn't see it, they did a wonderful talk. You could tune into that and hear that.
Yeah, Rebecca Lee Green and I did a wonderful talk on New Year's Eve on Kwanzaa. Mm-hmm. An African-American celebration, yes.
Wonderful. All righty, okay. That's great. Okay, now it's time for announcements. I'll give our announcements, and then if you have an announcement to make, raise your hand and I'll try to find you on this screen. So our annual board meeting is next. Our annual board meeting is next Sunday. We need as many people there as possible because... Rosemary, could you mute yourself? We'll decide where the outreach funds will be distributed in 2021. We'll elect board members for the vacancies. Current nominees are Joanne Cobbs for board member, Fred Schubel for board member, and Gail Hakola for an alternate board member. Okay, any announcements? Raise your hands so I can see you. Nobody? Oh, hey, Johnny.
Hey everyone, I feel kind of negligent. There was some cards at the church. I should have brought them in last week. You know what? It's never too late for Christmas. This is the first card here. This is from Unity Worldwide Ministries. They say, we see the Christ light shining brightly in you and your family this Christmas season and throughout your prosperous new year, the staff of Unity Worldwide Ministries. You can see they all sign that, everybody at Unity Worldwide Ministries. We also got a wonderful little card from our friends at Northwest Tours, Freedom Tours. It says, may the Lord bless you every day as he guides you with your decisions. Again, thank you for your kindness, Freedom Tours Northwest. And one last one right here, the little bear on the, it says, to everyone at Unity, wishing you the happiest of holidays, love and prayers from Mary Hull. So Merry Christmas again, folks.
All right. Fred, did you have your hand up? Or were you just waving, Fred? Nope. Yes, okay. Any more announcements? All right. Well, then, if you'll join me in our unity statement, we'll say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And now for our song of joy, Lyndon Dallas will lead us into Blessed Always.
Yes.
much. It's going to be a challenge to remember that sometimes, isn't it? That we really, truly are always blessed. Okay, so this morning, John will unmute himself, and he will be doing our reading. John Davis.
Okay, well, I've got something to share out of the Course in Miracles. It goes right along with the unity teachings of our oneness. And I feel that that's one of the greatest things that can sustain us through trying times. And we do have those. Anyway, to know and to have the faith and the belief that we are unlimited. Anyway, this is it. It's a lesson 124 in the Course in Miracles. It's titled, Let Me Remember, I Am One with God. Today, we will again give thanks for our identity in God. Our home is safe, protection guaranteed in all we do. Power and strength available to us in all of our undertakings. We can fail in nothing. Everything we touch takes on a shining light that blesses and that heals. At one with God and with the universe, we go our way rejoicing with the thought that God Himself goes everywhere with us. How holy are our minds and everything we see. Reflects the holiness within the mind at one with God and with itself. How easily do errors disappear and death give place to everlasting life? Our shining footprints point the way to truth, for God is our companion as we walk the world a little while. And those who come to follow us will recognize the way because the light we carry stays behind, yet still remains with us as we walk on. What we receive is our eternal gift to those who follow after and to those who went before. Where is it before? I lost my place here, I'm sorry. Okay, what we receive is our eternal gift to those who follow after and to those who went before or stayed with us a while. And God, who loves us with equal love in which we were created, smiles on us and offers us the happiness we gave. Today, we will not doubt His love for us nor question His protection and His care. No meaningless anxieties can come between our faith and our awareness of His presence. We are one with Him today in recognition and remembrance. We feel Him in our hearts. Our mind contain His thoughts. Our eyes behold His loveliness in all that we look upon. Today we see only the loving and the lovable.
Thank you, John. That was wonderful.
I got just a little bit more.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Today we would experience ourselves at one with Him so that the world may share our recognition of reality. In our experience, the world is freed. As we deny our separation from our Creator, they are healed along with us. And I'm going to close with, in the words of Jesus, my peace I leave with you, not as the world gives, but as I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. That's a big thing in this day and age. And yes, we can stand steadfast and know that knowing is a very important part too. To believe and have that faith that all things are well. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much, John. That was wonderful. All righty. Now we will have the meditation song with Dallas Linda called the Solstice Song, one of Penny's favorites. Much. That was wonderful. Now, if you will join us all together doing our affirmations. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I'm at peace knowing that everything I need comes to me in perfect time. And as it's the first Sunday of the month, we will be saying the traditional Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now Dallas and Linda will sing the Alleluia, and that will take us right into our speaker, Dr. Daria Funches, will share her wisdom and effervescent energy.
Sure.
Okay.
Here's your note.
Okay, yeah, got it. Okay.
you go.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy New Birth. The topic today is it's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life. And all of us have had the intention expressed by this title and this topic today. We've all begun some new year with this sense of joy, this sense of being recharged, this sense of new opportunity and clarity for and resolution, right? We have the New Year's resolutions that many of us have had. How many pounds we're going to lose, or how many pounds we want to gain, or how much more we're going to exercise, or whether we're going to finish that long-awaited novel that we started whenever, or we're going to make some musical recordings or get on the radio, or choose to manage our anger better with our spouse, or get rid of our anger altogether, or whatever it is that we are making a choice about. And some of us are making a choice that's strictly a spiritual choice that we want to turn into something practical and real. We're making a choice to be fully into our Christ consciousness for some of us, or our Buddha consciousness, or our consciousness with Creator. Whatever it is that guides you at that level of that oneness and that wholeness of who you were created to be, you're making a choice to be fully in that consciousness and fully in that kingdom and queendom in a practical way. And that is a powerful set of choices to make. The title of this talk today, it's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, really comes from words from a song created by a set of other people, but performed by Nina Simone. Nina Simone is a phenomenal, famous African-American musical artist and civil rights activist. Now, she's no longer with us on this plane, but she's an icon, one of a kind, a true original. And her music continues to show up in places unexpected by surprise. Given the timing of when she developed her skills, she was a classical pianist. She was trained as a classical pianist, but she became a singer because that was the only doorway open to her as an artist in that time. She could not get work as a classical pianist, as an African-American woman in the United States. And so she spent some of her time in the US and some of her time in France. But I wanted to bring this music, that this one of her songs, to you because the spirit of it is so much in sync with the new year, this imaginary line that we cross and that we use for our intentions to picture these, to imagine these. So imagine and picture some of your intentions that have crossed your mind as you listen to Nina Simone sing this song called Feeling Good. And I'll read it as if it's a poem, okay? Here we go. Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel, because it's a new day, a new dawn, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when the day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know just how I feel. Oh, freedom, freedom is mine. And I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. And she has a full orchestra behind her singing that song. if you are so called, find it, just look it up on YouTube and listen to it. It's when she sings it, there's no voice, there's no mistaking Nina Simone's voice. She is a one of a kind, a true original, and you will hear the power and the emotion that goes with it. And that's what we carry with us when we make this intention to renew ourselves, because God has promised that to make all things anew. Here we are at this line crossing over with the opportunity to make all things anew. When we do different prayers and different traditions, we also have that opportunity. You come out of a healing lodge, or you come out of a healing ceremony, or you come out of a prayer gathering, and you have that opportunity because the Spirit has moved across you, over you, through you, around you, has brought the light of that highest consciousness into your presence. And you can claim that renewal. You can claim that new life. You are stepping into that consciousness, into that reality, and claiming it. To do that is a powerful thing. And sometimes, and you know, some of you have had the experience, we make these intentions and then we don't walk it out. What can make the difference? There are a few secrets that can make the difference, can make the powerful difference for us really living and shaping that newness and walking it out. We have that opportunity, and what holds us back? Sometimes we're attached to the old way of being. I know I've worked with people in these processes where they look up and they say, well, I still have some of this thought or this feeling. And what it is, what the person is really expressing is they've claimed something. They've seen a vision. They've seen the light, as they say, you know, they saw the light. And in that brightness, still, when they come down for it, they have a choice of stepping into, it's bright, but they're stepping into something unknown, new territory, new paths, new trails. The light is on, but the person may still have some doubt. They may still have some doubt about whether they're up to it, whether they can really live it out, whether they're competent enough, whether they're strong enough, whether, whether they're too old, whether they need to be younger, whether they need more of this or that, all the things that we make up in our mind that are outside of that consciousness, because we have gotten the message. So many of you sitting right here have gotten the message, whatever the call is, have had the leading into something that is new, have had the leading into that next part of you to be revealed. That's all part of how you were designed to begin with. So that it's no longer just about whatever we have accomplished, but what is the next? We're still here. So what is that next wave that we are unfolding? And are we really claiming it? So one of the most important parts of creating and being in this new day is to be new in it. In other words, I'm not dragging just everything about my old life into this, but to really be willing to be new in it. I was approaching some things, that some visions that Spirit had given me quite a while ago, and I'm beginning to shape them and put them in place, and it's time. The windows are opening forward and it's really time. And as I'm doing it, I'm laughing at myself because I've had those moments before when I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing. In other words, I don't have the concrete experience of doing this thing right here before. I have no idea what I'm doing. But the reason I know that it is to be done is I am impelled to do it. I am impelled and compelled to do it. It's almost like it's ahead of me being done. I can, you know, when the ideas are coming faster than, or the action is coming faster than you have the opportunity to resist it. It's coming quicker than you have the opportunity to talk yourself out of it, or to give yourself a reason to delay. And when you do that, we're pulling ourselves out of sync with the very roses that are budding around us in harmony with the promise to make things anew. one of the sayings I used to say with some of my client organizations is I think you're trying to steal second base by keep your foot on first. I don't think that works too well, right? And one of my dear friends and clients and colleagues, her father was a famous baseball player. And so she knows all about that story, trying to steal second base and keep your foot on first base. And that is not only uncomfortable when you think about the image of it, but it is also a way to delay ourselves. And then we're sitting here wondering and saying, let's see what God is going to do. Let's see what God is going to do. In Revelations, well, it said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. We have a new heaven and a new earth, people, right here, right now. And for the first heaven and the first earth have passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men and women. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and the very God shall be with them and be their God. And so we shall wipe away all tears, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow or wailing. No more pain, for the former things have passed away. Now, we can spend our time chatting on the telephone because it's familiar about how awful something is from 2020, you know? We can, because it's a habit, because it's familiar, we can spend our mind worrying about something from 2020, you know, or we can walk across this line and know that there is no point in worrying. That is a gap between thought and action. That is a gap between a concern and the faith that you have for the manifestation to come through. He who sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And write this down, for these are trustworthy and true words of God. And he said to me, I am the Aleph and Tau, the beginning and the end. I will freely give of the fountain of living water to him who is thirsty. Now, if that were not possible in dealing with Creator, if that were not possible, we would not be able to fast without food or water. We would not for days. We would not be able to live if Spirit did not come in and support our journey as we seek that communion. He who overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. When you read or hear these verses in Revelations, you say, as it said in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Or do you say, that's wishful thinking, and I'm going to believe something else, I'm going to obey something else, I'm going to have faith in something else? Because when you're in this nature, as Nita Simone is singing about, it's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. She's claiming that, right? She's claiming it. And she's speaking of the creation around her in nature, of all of God's creation around her, and the manifestation of having that joy, rejoicing that I'm feeling good. Not that there's no pain in the world, not that there's no suffering, not that I have everything that I have said that I wanted, but that I am provided for, that I have this Spirit within me, this power and presence within me and around me that allows me to transcend that which appears as limitation. Huh. And in the daily word, the scripture today was what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, you know, that's a union, this Christ consciousness. That's a union that many of us are choosing today, as we have stepped into this new year, to be in that consciousness. It's a choice. It's a choice. And the more I'm in it, the more impelled and compelled I am by it in terms of how I shape and choose every day, every moment, in every way. And the Spirit is saying, Holy Spirit's coming through as an intelligent force. You know, listen to the story in all ways and see your story in my story. Because the other topic of this talk, if I'm going to really zero in on this, what I think are part of the secrets to this in this year in particular, are the sayings in the Lord's Prayer, those lines where it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And if just that you said every day, as you're greeting the new dawn, the new day, the new life, if we're saying that every day, then we are affirming that union with that consciousness. Now, anybody that's been married more than 5 minutes knows something about what it means to have to make a choice to be in union, to make a choice to unify, to make a choice to work as one, two together, become a third. We know that it's a choice that you choose to love each other every day, or not go to bed angry or whatever. And so this, in that sense, it is a merger, it is a marriage. It is a union. It is saying that not only is this spirit, this presence, as we say, this omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent presence is here. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. So whatever, in Philippians, finally, my brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report, there is any virtue, and if there is any praise, think about these things. Choice to keep my mind like that old spiritual. I woke up this morning, but my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. And that is a choice of that relationship between Most High and divine loving Holy Spirit that you are making. Paul says, I know what it is to be poor, and I know what it is to be rich. I have gone through many things and experienced many things, both to be full and to be hungry, both have plenty and to be in want. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and through this community of spirit that we work in. So let us remember that these new beginnings we are in, that this line that we cross, may we say for ourselves, anyone who is in this consciousness, a new creation has come and the old has gone and the new is here. And that, and renew ourselves every day in this. Renew ourselves every day. And then in that sense, we are building the new earth. It's not just it's here, we are building it. So we are a bridge. That's part of what it means to be a human being, is to be that pillar, to be that bridge between this word and the manifestation of it and the choices and the free will that we have. And with that free will to make these choices. Nobody said it was always easy, but there is a, I'm gonna take a license for a couple of minutes more. There is an African story, Sankofa, that basically, Sankofa means do not, it is not taboo, that's what it is not taboo to reach back and get that which has been forgotten. And we come from that world of good. We come from the moment where we remember, can remember if we seek it, our wholeness. and our oneness with God, that there is no separation, and our wholeness in all of creation, and our interdependence with all of creation. And sometimes to make a reality out of things are new, we have to reach back and bring that from the origin that has been forgotten into the here and now and plant it where we stand. Because we are making a way in the wilderness and streams, and Spirit has made a way, is making a way for this new thing. So open up our eyes and see the new thing. See that which we have not seen. Bring that back from the moment of creation, from that world of good, for that power and potency, and place that creation right here and now with us. That's part of what we can do, so that we can see it more clearly and others can see it more clearly. So don't lose heart. Do not lose heart. Be of good courage. And remember that we're choosing every day and shaping every day. If you see the Sankofa bird, S-A-N-K-O-F-A, it's a bird that feet are going forward and the face is going backward. And it came from a story of a girl who grew up with love, grew up in a village with positive affirmation, grew up with a strong sense of self-esteem. But when she leaves her village and goes out into the world, she gets bullied, she gets oppressed, she gets mistreated, she gets called out of her name. She goes back to her village and she has to retrieve that memory of glory and love and self-esteem and who she is in her original state, so that when she shows back up and sees this big bird who was once a threat, it just disappears and comes instead the Sankofa bird, who learns to reach back, not for all the pain that we use, not for all the trauma, but to reach back for the moment of wholeness, the holy moment of wholeness in our creation. And for that holiness, we are grateful. And so it is. Oh, you got it playing clearly, huh? All right. So let me ask you to close your eyes, place your feet firmly on the ground, on the floor. Be fully comfortable how you're seated or lying down, whichever is the case for you. We take a moment to take a very deep breath from the center of the earth up to the crown of the head. We remember with each breath that we have been breathed into being. Exhale, lips slightly parted. Creator has breathed us into being. Inhale from the core of the earth up to the crown of the head. Exhale. One more really deep breath. Inhale, the breath of life. And exhale, just as we breathe with each breath of spirit, each day that we live, let our body, our mind, our spirit, with each breath right here and now, and for the days to come, bring us what we need, what we want, that is in accordance with thy will. And then let's exhale out into the universe more of that radiance and that light that we can share. Inhale each breath. We're inhaling, expanding the indwelling Christ consciousness, circulating throughout all of who we are, and exhaling. We have the same power and choice with whatever we may choose to eat. We take it in. Our body uses it to nurture us, to support us, so that we can move through the world, learning, doing, being. And what is not needed, we let go of. We step into this new space, feeling ourselves anew. Our thoughts are powerful and positive. Our dreams are powerful and positive and help to guide us. We surround ourselves with people who help us live out our purpose here on Earth. We look around at nature and appreciate all of God's creation and our part in it. And we choose to feel good. We choose to experience our blessings. We choose to be in gratitude. We choose to shape a new world, and we choose to see things anew. And may the words from our mouth be a blessing upon ourselves and all those around us. And so it is. Ashe, amen, alleluia, all my relations.
Thank you so much, Dr. Daria. That was wonderful. Ah, great way to start the new year. All righty. So now, while we aren't physically together in church to collect our offerings, we want to thank everyone who has donated to Unity by mail. We appreciate any checks sent to the church at 800 South Pearl Street, Centralia, Washington, 98531. And we are also trying to get PayPal set up for you. We also deeply appreciate all the ways you give of your time, talent, and treasure. Now, as we hold our offering in our hands and hearts, let's say our offering prayer together. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. All right, now let's say the blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And while you're all in this really good space, if you'd like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, say their names out loud or hold them quietly in your hearts. Right. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Amen. Let's all say our prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Let's form our imaginary circle and imagine joining hands and singing our song of peace. For those of you who have never done it before, we're going to put it up for you this time.
There it is. Okay.
And please stay with us for a few minutes if you wish to share in our fellowship time afterwards. Next week, we're going to be honored to have Audrey Pitchford continue to educate us on another facet of Unity teachings. All right. Now, Dallas and Linda, the peace song. Unmute yourselves if you want to chat with everybody.
So I have a really funny, inspiring story to tell.
Inspiring.
It is inspiring. And it's mostly, I guess it's mostly, I think Dr. Daria, I think would think it's the funniest. When I was a child, you guys, I was a Jehovah's Witness and I lived in Faircrest, but my bud, my homie, was a black blind guy that lived on the other side of town. And so I would go over there and I would play basketball and we would do music and stuff and we would all have a good time. So I got used to mixing it up with black people. And coming in from Faircrest, that was not easy unless you spent a lot of time in the hood, which I did. And so it got real easy. So much later on, after having gotten sort of familiar, I guess. You know, I was going out in the ministry and I was in another city. And so I had a theme. I went to the door and I wanted to tell people God's name, of course, was Jehovah in Psalms 83. So I asked this cat, and he comes to the door. He's a black guy, maybe about 40. And I said, sir, I said, we would like to share some good news with you. And to do that today, we'd like to ask you if you've ever heard the name of God. And he said, well, yeah, of course I know the name of God. And I said, well, what is the name of God? I show you right here in the Bible. It's Hallowed. It's Hallowed. I said, what are you talking about? And he said, well, look right here. And he opened it up and he said, look right here. Hallowed be thy name. That's what I call him, Hallowed. And so I showed him the, you know, Psalms 83:18 is Jehovah. He said, well, that might be Jehovah. Might be Jehovah, but it's Hallowed too. And I said, no, then I tried to explain to him, it's how we treat the name and it's how we make it holy and stuff. And he was bright. He was bright. He just wasn't very educated, you know. And he goes, oh, I get it. Well, thank you. Anyway, I just thought that was a funny story. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, sure.
I want to say thank you to all of my family and friends who came today. That was wonderful to see you here. Thank you. And turn your mute off and say hi to everybody.
Hi there.
Hi.
That's Angel Kay. In Houston.
Hey there. So good to see everybody.
That's Doris, Dean Doris Brown. Yes. Okay. So, and is Mickey still on?
I don't see her.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I just wanted everybody to hear your voices or see your face or something. So anyway, thank you.
Right.
And grandfather wants to say something.
Unmute yourself. Unmute yourself. Unmute yourself.
I got him.
About the name of God. Actually, the word God is not in your Bible.
That's right.
Well, actually, that's the English word that we use. But in the Old Testament, there's more than one name of God, Jehovah. And Jehovah has numbers of names, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Tsidkenu. Then there's El Shaddai. There are numerous Jewish names
of God.
But now in the New Testament, instead of those names for God, it's in the Greek language instead of the Hebrew. And it was Theos, Theta, Iota, Omicron, Sigma, Theos. But then when the church began, it became as a Roman Catholic church, and the Bible was translated into the Latin, and God became Deus, and in Dios. So in our Indian world, in my tribe, for example, of the Sioux is Wankantanka.
That's right.
It's highest Sokhali Tai. There are many names for God. And so let's enjoy all of them, because every one of us are worshiping the same God. Translated to English, literally means the great chief of the above. As far as Jehovah's Witnesses, Methodists, Baptists, Presbyterians, Protestants, Catholics, or all, you've heard me say before, there'll be no Methodists in heaven, no Presbyterians, no Jehovah's Witnesses, no any of these denominations, because there'll be no name tags. Oh, we'll all be there. So why do we fuss over doctrine and dogma and what the name of God is? What is important is that we worship God by whatever name we use, that we're in a perfect relationship with God. And so it is.
Amen. Yes, amen. I agree. Dallas, what I was thinking about your story was, you said he wasn't very educated. And I'm like, well, he wasn't educated according to your education, but he's educated. he's calling on God the way he calls on God. So he's as educated as you are, right?
That's the way I felt about him, because he spoke very intelligently. He just didn't understand the you're probably right.
I'm right on this one. He's as educated as you are.
He may have been very educated, but he sort of came off like, in my world or his world, that he might not have been. But it didn't really matter.
I'm not talking about school. I'm talking about educated in God the way he was. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, you got a wonderful singing voice, Dr. Daria. Fantastic.
Oh, I used to sing a lot for church. Thank you very much. That's all spirit. Yeah.
I would love to sing with you.
We will sing. Let's do that. Yeah. Let's do that.